President Bush is fighting back against his critics who say the U.S. occupation of Iraq is not going well. Mr. Bush held a news conference on short notice yesterday. While he acknowledged the rising tide of terrorist bombings in Iraq, the president also made it clear they will not deter U.S. efforts to rebuild the country.
Iraq's dangerous, and it's dangerous because terrorists want us to leave. And we're not leaving.
Here to offer his take on the news conference is Slate's political analyst Will Salatin. Welcome back to the program, Will.
Hi, Alex.
You write in Slate that the president faced a barrage of questions from reporters that painted a very pessimistic view of the situation in Iraq. Here is one of the questions that you cite.
Do you feel that the attacks that have happened recently will discourage some countries to contribute troops or manpower?
Good question. I hope not. That's what the terrorists want. They want countries to say, oh, gosh, well, we better not send anybody there because, you know, because somebody might get hurt. That's precisely what they're trying to do. And that's why it's important for this nation and our other coalition partners to stand our ground.
Will, you're writing that this is actually a very important struggle for the psychology of a nation at war.
Yeah, I'm enormously sympathetic to what President Bush was trying to do in this press conference and is trying to do generally to sort of buck up American psychology, because he's right that we are under assault from terrorists. They are trying to create a psychology of failure on our part, and it brings everybody else into the psychology of failure, the Iraqis themselves, who will no longer collaborate with the authority that's there right now because they're afraid of being that will pull out and abandon them. Donors abroad who are going to contribute only if they think that America will stick it out. So I'm enormously sympathetic to the president's attempt to try to buck up American psychology and to get us to persevere.
There were a few minutes when he seemed pretty feisty or even testy, maybe. He refused to let a reporter who interrupted him ask a follow-up, and he had this interesting response to a question.
Second question, can you promise a year from now that you will have reduced the number of troops in Iraq?
The second question is a trick question, so I won't answer it.
What do you make of that, Will? Was that a trick question, and what about his demeanor?
It's not a trick question. It's a trick answer. What's wrong with the question from Bush's point of view is not that it's a trick question, but that it's a real question. It's a falsifiable question. That is, the questioner is asking him to make a commitment that a year from now we can look back and say, did he reduce the number of troops or not? He refuses to answer it because he might get caught saying something that turns out not to be true.
How about the president's comments on Monday? This is the day before his press conference. He had this to say about terrorists and Iraq.
There are terrorists in Iraq who are willing to kill anybody in order to stop our progress. The more successful we are on the ground, the more these killers will react.
So the president's almost saying these bombings, these attacks, they're a sign of our success. What do you make of that?
Well, that's another of these trick statements that the president makes. You can be sure that if there were fewer attacks, Bush would be saying that was a sign of progress. So if there are fewer attacks, that proves we're making progress and the president's policies are working. If there are more attacks, that proves there's progress and the president's policies are working. You know, this is part of a pattern that goes back to the argument about weapons of mass destruction. The president said Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. Okay, we do the war, we don't find the weapons of mass destruction. The president says that's okay because they had weapons of mass destruction programs. So we say, well, what's the evidence of the program? They say, well, he has the ingredients he could have put together to make these weapons. Well, you know, if somebody could go into your house and they could find all of the ingredients of a Molotov cocktail, you've probably got a bottle somewhere, a rag, a match, you probably got some gas in your gas tank. You know, so it's everybody's a terrorist by this definition. So they simply keep lowering the bar so that everything is a sign of progress or everything is a sign that the claims that they made to justify the war are true.
Well, you began this conversation saying you were pretty sympathetic to what the president was trying to do. You don't sound so sympathetic at the end of it.
Well, you know, just because the president doesn't always tell us the truth doesn't mean that essentially he isn't right. He is right that if we start thinking of ourselves as failing, that is exactly what the people who are attacking us want. And I think the president is right essentially to try, in his ham-handed way, to get the Iraqis themselves to believe that we will stick it out and do it right.
Political analysis from Will Salatin. He's Slate's chief political correspondent. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Alex.